This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage.
Change in their community. Okay? Today, during the simulation hearing, we're going to hear our students present a problem that they've identified and a proposal for change. To help facilitate this process, we have Mrs. Ann Krosenjar. Mrs. Ann Krosenjar is a retired and former employee educator from North Shore School District 112. She taught 5th and 6th grade, and she was a coordinator for ELA, social studies, and other subject areas. She is very involved in with the Center for Civic Education and has been since the 1980s. She is very, very instrumental in this program because she brought it to our school district. She worked very closely with another well-respected individual from North Shore School District 112, Mrs. Cheryl Levy. She's a retired teacher. And they implemented the very first Project Citizen back in the 1990s, and many of the projects have actually come to fruition, which means that many of the projects were actually put into action. They changed the community for better. And some of the projects were even acknowledged at the state level by many political figures. So now I'm going to actually segue over to Mrs. Ann Krosenjar. Mm-hmm. Let's give her a warm welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be back here, and I'm thrilled to see the projects. But I have to say that I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for the first Project Citizen teacher ever in our district and her principal at the time, who supported her wholeheartedly in doing this project. And the whole idea is to teach the kids that they have a voice and they can come up with ideas and they can make changes in their community. So we're thrilled for that. This is a great project, and I'm anxious to hear how it goes today. Okay.
We're very proud to teach civics education programming to our students here in North Shore School District 112 through social studies, and this year in Project Citizen at both Edgewood Middle School, previously featured here on the Lighthouse 112 podcast. Today we're featuring Northwood Junior High School students. In sixth grade, our students were faced with learning how to investigate public policy, how to do some research, how to make a proposal, and how to make a recommendation. And I'm very proud to have served as a panelist at the simulated legislative hearing at both Edgewood and at Northwood. And what's neat about the Northwood experience is that we have what's called a dual language two-way immersion Spanish-English program in the district pre-K through 8. And at Northwood, we have social studies classes taught in Spanish to the children who were enrolled in the dual language program since pre-K or K. So you're going to hear an introduction in English from our curriculum coordinator, Bree Savick, who did a beautiful job of coordinating and facilitating this across the district. And then you're going to hear some of our student voices in the Spanish language from a dual language social studies class. I will also mix in some English, so those of you who don't speak Spanish will understand some of the concepts. The topic here at Northwood was inclusive school, and the inclusive school proposal was and is to have bilingual signs put up in our schools. So thanks so much for tuning in.
Hola y buenos días. Me llamo Connor. Nosotros somos los alumnos del periodo 1 de la clase de estudios sociales del programa dual de la señorita Palomo. Bienvenidos a todos. Lo primero, les queremos agradecer que estén aquí esta mañana para escuchar nuestra propuesta y el trabajo que hemos hecho. Gracias a Dr. Neubefeld, señora Rose y señora Flanagan. Este es el primer año que los estudiantes del programa dual en Northwood trabajan en el proyecto ciudadano y ha sido para nosotros una experiencia enriquecedora que nos ha permitido conocer más aspectos de nuestra comunidad y saber nuestro papel como ciudadanos. Esta es la primera vez que los estudiantes de estudios sociales del programa dual en Northwood trabajan en el proyecto ciudadano. Este proyecto nos enseña a ser miembros activos en nuestra comunidad y a participar en el gobierno y organizaciones locales. Hemos aprendido cuáles son los diferentes niveles de gobierno, qué es el gobierno local y qué hace, así como qué es una política pública. Hemos aprendido también cómo controlar e influenciar las políticas públicas. Nos hemos animado incluso a proponer una política que esperamos ayude a nuestra comunidad a ser más inclusiva. Ahora vamos a presentar el proyecto ciudadano en Northwood. Este ha sido el primer año en el programa dual. Hemos trabajado juntos y los hemos hecho en español. Los pasos del proyecto han sido identificar el problema, investigar acerca del problema y cómo se ha resuelto en otros lugares y proponer una solución que pensamos es buena y posible.
Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Ida y gracias por su tiempo. El proyecto ciudadano es un proyecto de trabajo que en la escuela que anima a los alumnos a participar de una forma activa en la comunidad y en el proceso de tomar decisiones. Es un programa que ayuda a los estudiantes a conocer y a ejercer sus derechos y obligaciones como ciudadanos a través de la investigación de un problema de la comunidad, así como de las políticas públicas existentes al respecto, con el objetivo de plantear una propuesta y un plan de acción alternativo para solucionarlo. El proyecto consta de 5 pasos en los cuales tenemos que trabajar en equipo. El título de nuestro proyecto es el lenguaje de la inclusión, porque pensamos que tener letras y señales en más de una lengua ayudará a que nuestra comunidad sea más inclusiva. Y aquí están unos ejemplos de letreros en otros lenguajes.
Hola, buenos días. Yo soy Joel y voy a seguir hablando del problema que hemos identificado. Creemos que es importante tener letreros y señales en 2 o más idiomas porque la población del distrito escolar es diversa y se puede beneficiar de ello. El distrito escolar North Shore 112 puede ser más inclusivo si pone letreros y señales bilingües o multilingües en todas las escuelas. Algunas personas necesitan ayuda para comprender una lengua y los letreros o señales pueden ayudar a que se sientan más incluidas. Ahora voy a hablar de cómo sabemos que no tener los letreros en dos o más idiomas puede ser un problema. Hablando con nuestros compañeros, haciendo encuestas y preguntas a otras personas, alumnos de la casa, administradores, personal, familias, etc., expresando nuestra opinión en Padlet.
Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Jacqueline. ¿Quién creemos que puede solucionar el problema? Nuestra clase piensa que este problema lo puede solucionar el Consejo Escolar del Distrito 112 porque las personas que forman el Consejo toman decisiones que afectan a las escuelas. El Distrito puede ayudarnos y específicamente el Dr. Roberto. El Distrito es la única organización que puede poner los letreros en las escuelas. Ahora voy a hablar de lo que se hace en el Distrito Escolar 112 para que no haya barreras lingüísticas y lo que hemos hecho para saberlo. Para saber si el distrito ha tratado de solucionar este problema, nuestra clase ha mandado unas cartas a los directores de las escuelas en nuestro distrito para que nos den información. Hay escuelas en las que todo está en inglés y español, O'Cares, Sherwood y Vero, pero en otras no. El uso de señales y letreros bilingües no es igual, no es consistente. El Distrito 112 no tiene ninguna política de ninguna al respecto.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Eva. Este proyecto nos ha enseñado muchas cosas, como por ejemplo las muchas lenguas que se hablan en los Estados Unidos, que no hay una lengua oficial en los Estados Unidos, que en otros países en los que se habla más de una lengua, hay varias lenguas oficiales. Todos hemos trabajado mucho en ese proyecto. Todos los alumnos de la clase han trabajado mucho y se han esforzado en ese proyecto. Hemos trabajado juntos y en español. Y todos los estudiantes se levantan y dicen su nombre. Una de las cosas más importantes que hemos aprendido en ese proyecto es trabajar juntos y colaborar. Este proyecto es producto del esfuerzo de muchas personas. Le queremos agradecer la ayuda que nos han prestado para realizar este proyecto a las siguientes personas. Todos los estudiantes, profesores, administradores, pedeles, trabajadores sociales, psicóloga, terapeutas del habla, bibliotecaria y personal de la cafetería por participar en la encuesta. A la bibliotecaria, la señora Hales, por cedernos y preparar la biblioteca. Señora Sabe, por apoyar a nuestros maestros en todo momento, señora Krosnajar y señora Levy, por apoyar a los maestros, a los jueces por venir a escucharnos, Dr. Lubelfeld, señora Espinosa Lara y señora Flanagan.
This pie chart presented shows the primary languages spoken in the household of each student from Northwood. Thank you to the Northwood office for compiling this information for us. As you can tell, almost half the kids at Northwood speak Spanish at home. Just barely half of us speak English at home. The other languages spoken at home by Northwood families, such as Russian and Italian, only take up a merge of 3.9% of this pie chart.
We also gave a survey to students and staff at Northwood. The first question we asked was, do you think language barriers are an issue? As you can see, more than 70% of the students agreed that language barriers are an issue, and all the staff surveyed agreed with this idea too. The second question we asked Northwood students and staff was, can language barriers cause cultural, relationship, or social problems? Again, 100% of the staff agreed, and more than 80% of the students More than 80% of the students said language barriers can cause these problems. Who should be responsible for handling this problem and why? The people who are responsible for solving this problem is the North Shore District 112 School, because they have control of all the schools, and also other school districts who have used bias/multilingual signs to be able to help with this process because they have already done it. By doing this, we will help those people feel like they can communicate better and create a more inclusive environment. Our question we are answering is, has the school district addressed the problem of language barriers and lack of inclusivity in any way? We sent emails to schools in our district about how they address the issue of language barriers and lack of inclusivity. They try to offer guest speakers or translators for English and Spanish. They have somebody in the main office to translate informational papers. They have signs and labels in a student's first language if they need it in their classrooms, like Spanish or other native languages.
They also offer a dual language program to help a student become bilingual, bicultural, and biliterate. They offer a one-way immersion program, all in Spanish. They make all communications to parents in both English and Spanish. They hang flags from around the world in Green Bay's office. Packets and newsletter information is translated into Spanish. All of these responses agree that having bi/multilingual signage would improve the language barriers and lack of inclusivity. We will now introduce task number two, looking at possible solutions.
In English and in Spanish, all of the sixth grade students at Northwood Junior High School decided that creating a more inclusive school environment was the public policy initiative that they sought to investigate, they sought to identify proposals, and they sought to promote. I want to say that these students, just like their counterparts and classmates at Edgewood, did an excellent job in investigating the problem, investigating the solutions and alternatives, and recommending a proposed public policy. In this case, the proposed public policy is the inclusion of bilingual signage in English and Spanish in all of the schools in North Shore School District 112. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to Lighthouse 112, where we often get to see, hear, and feel what education actually is in the voice of the students. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, and engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.